Hello and welcome to Oxcast. It's your weekly roundup, all the events going on in Oxford this week. Today is the 24th of April, a Wednesday, and we're going to be giving you a packed podcast.
Mayday, mayday!
Oh,
mayday,
no.
Mayday!
What's the matter? What's the matter? What's happening?
Mayday!
Yes, I know, but what's the emergency? What's the matter?
It's Mayday next week.
Oh, I see. Why don't you explain to the listeners, rather than giving me a heart attack, what the exact crisis is?
Well, shall I do that? It's May Day. It's the Pagan Spring Festival. Back again. It's as a tradition. The deal stays pretty much the same. You will gather round Magdalen College's tower at 6 a.m. quite early for choir singing.
See the dawning.
Yeah. Yes, they sing from the top of the tower. Lots of madrigals, sort of fa-la-la-la things. That's followed by bell ringing. Followed by a rush of Morris dancers across the city, lots of crowds going round and people just in green mm-hmm. with flowing things, and lots of breakfasts.
Ah, breakfast, yes. The highlight for me of the entire affair.
Mm. Well, if you want to work hard for your breakfast, if you're a kind of hardy type who'd rather stay up all night on Tuesday rather than set the alarm at a hideous time on Wednesday morning, there are only a few places you'll be welcome. Mission Burritos. Mission Burritos are serving all night, but only in their King Edward shop off the High Street, so not the one off Core Market. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's a Tell Street kitchen, also open all night, so you can cosy up there. Mm. They will start serving their bacon sandwiches and breakfast in the morning, so you can get in line early. Mm-hmm. And they've also got a special deal on Bloody Marys, if you fancy one of those.
Or, I know there's nothing I desire more at 5 o'clock in the morning than a Bloody Mary, personally.
Or well, at 6 o'clock there's gin, so I think you can work your way through the drinks. And on the Cowley Road there's a People's Supermarket, also open all night. So you can either do your weekly food shop at 2 a.m. if the fancy strikes you, or you can go and hang out and help prepare the breakfast and smoothies for the following day.
Very nice. Well, if you want to party a bit harder and stay up all night, you know, so I know some of you may be chilling out drinking your Bloody Marys, but some of us, not me, we'll be in the Bullingdon Arms and Carbon, both of which are open until 5 a.m. So they'll kick you out just in time for you to stumble down the High Street and hear the Magdalen College singers. And the Cellar are open until 6 a.m. All of those are May Day club nights, so they're going to be having some DJs, some music. And we've also got a massive list of, as far as we think, all of the cafes and bars where you can get breakfast at the ungodly hours on May Day on our May Day page, which is linked to from our homepage. But why don't you take us through some of the options, guys?
So, my personal favourite, TikTok Cafe on the Cowley Road, will be serving their scrumptious breakfast from 3 a.m. So this is the earliest we've heard of so far, and I think, if anything, a fry up at 3 a.m. is exactly what would keep me going until the 6 a.m. bridge event for the singing, the bells, the dancing, and then I think I'd be ready for my second breakfast.
Absolutely.
After all that,
we're going to see how many breakfasts we can fit in 24
hours. We are having a daily info challenge.
You two so skinny. I hate you.
There's a lot of Morris dancing in between the breakfasts.
Burn off the bacon.
Is that a form of Morris dancing? Or?
Yeah,
that's
it's
one of
like
the famous dances. They flow around bacons instead of the hankies. Bacon thwacking.
I hope it's cooked. You'll be a bit disgusting if it's not.
So that does sound like the kind of bizarre sort of semi-pagan ritual that Morris dancers would be very much
maybe
into.
Maybe we should start it and then next year it'll be the tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will hopefully next week be having interviews with various modernist dancers that we've picked up on May Day morning itself, so look out for that next week.
And kept in the office until we make the podcast. Anyway, if the weather's nice on May morning, then you will most likely want to be frolicking outdoors. And the best places to frolic outdoors, we think, are the Cape of Good Hope. They have an outdoor barbecue and bar, if the weather is good. And the Bear, who will also have an outdoor grill, as well as music.
Cool.
To frolic to. And the only place we know you'd be best to reserve for is Oxfork on Magdalen Road. So they do great organic fry-ups, so in the spirit of the spring season and all earth nature and stuff, nice organic stuff there. They're open from 7, but as quite a small cafe, they do encourage pre-booking there.
So we've also got a list on the bottom of our May Day page of all the places that we're aware aren't opening. So if you have somewhere that you wouldn't mind trying out, do check on our page first to see if they are open, because some are not. And if you find anywhere that you are aware of that's open, and we haven't got it on our page, then definitely get in touch. You can email us at info@dailyinfo.co.uk or send us a message on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll update our page immediately.
On that note, I noticed that the most recent update is from the council, is that Magdalen Bridge will be open this year. So only to foot traffic, though, not to cars. So if you want to listen on Magdalen Bridge to the Magdalen Choir singers in Magdalen Tower, you can do so. But we must really remind you, please don't jump off the bridge. You're just going to ruin it for everybody else.
Somber note turned on there.
Somber yeah. note from our...
Also,
he is our health and safety representative in the office, so I think Alwyn is really the right person to listen to on all health and safety matters, bridge or office-based.
Exactly, yeah. You'll break both your ankles. There are sorrowful videos on YouTube explaining why it's such a bad idea. And also, it's not even a real tradition, is it?
No. We will not go into the basic workout tradition at this point. Let's move swiftly on.
All right, then. How about other things you could be doing during this week in the run-up to May Day? If you're fancying a magical and hypnotic evening, from tonight, Wednesday, Derren Brown is on until Saturday at the New Theatre. Household name, he's on tour with his new show. It's called Infamous. He promises this is more of a personal show, one that's less focused on sort of flashy tricks, although there will still be plenty of illusions, mind-reading and the like. It's also a highly mysterious show. Brown has refused to give the press any previews. Even we, dear listeners, were denied preview tickets. So what news has leaked out suggests this is the same sort of clever magic mixed with mind-bending design that has made Derren Brown such a famous figure. We should note, though, his Friday and Saturday shows are already sold out. So if you want your mind bent, head along tonight or tomorrow.
On Friday night, something that isn't sold out is the Ashmolean's Live Friday event. So they do monthly events on the last Friday of the month, where the museum stays open after hours, so from 7:30 till 10 p.m, with loads of extra activities, majority of which are free, and there's just a handful of paid ones, but they're very cheap. This month's Live Friday is called China Night, and it seems inspired by their current Shubing and Chinese landscape exhibitions. It's all about China. Mm-hmm. So what to expect? Well, I've got a list of all the crazy things you could be doing. There is going to be a karaoke lounge in the museum cafe. But apparently in China, these kind of karaoke lounges are quite relaxed and you're not forced to listen to people. So that's probably a saving grace for
How exactly do you do karaoke where you don't have to listen to the participants?
People can perform, but then it's in a cafe and you can just mingle. And it's kind of like background tracks. And you can sort of decide when to engage and not, which could be good for some singers mm-hmm. you don't want to hear. there's also, you can have a go at Chinese board games, learn about Chinese medicine, try the ancient art of Tai Chi, discover the Chinese lion dance, book a free massage, or learn a bit of Mandarin.
Wow.
So there's, I know, all sorts
Goodness
of things.
Me.
Yes. all night. And there's also some live music, several bands and artists performing throughout the evening. Or if you want to settle down a bit, then there's some talks on things like Chinese art, Chinese role in the global economy, or its online games industry.
This sounds amazing.
I know. So it should be really fascinating, really interactive. Mm. And it's Friday, 7:30 till 10 p.m. Mm. Free admission into the museum, some events ticketed, which you've got to pay for, and some which you just have to book in advance. They're free, but they'll get filled up.
Fantastic.
For sure.
Can you eat Chinese food?
There definitely is food and drink on offer. I haven't really seen that it's specifically Chinese food, but fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, how about something theatre-based, which is on Friday, also on Thursday and Saturday this week. It's from local theatre group Troika, and they are performing Patrick Hamilton's acclaimed play Rope at the Old Fire Station. This one was made into a classic thriller by Hitchcock, of course. It's set in 1929, and it's a thriller about a murderous pair of Oxford graduates who try to commit a perfect crime. It's actually based on a true story, so if you want to find out how it went down, either head to Wikipedia or head along to the Old Fire Station on Friday or Saturday. Thursday tonight, I'm afraid, is already sold out.
Intriguing.
Indeed.
Well, on a slightly different note, on Saturday, now we're into the weekend.
You're committing murder?
Well, no, a different note, I
slightly,
said.
Slightly, but quite sort of different at the same time.
Yeah.
Very different.
Very different. No. Very different note.
No, it's just a theft, because these prices are going to be a steal.
Well, that's closer. It's getting closer to summer, and you probably want to get lots of summer clothes ready for summer holidays and walking around Oxford's lovely parks. And Saturday is a really good time to stock your summer wardrobe, because not only is there a swap shop at the Big Society starting at 12:30 where you can go and swap your clothes for different clothes, there's also a vintage fair at the Town Hall where there'll be over 40 stalls selling vintage clothing from the 1940s to the 1980s, along with accessories and jewellery and art and vintage hair salons. So if you want the whole deal, you can get your hair done. There'll also be a vintage tea party with sort of china cups and gramophones playing in the background. It looks fabulous. So that's Saturday, 12 till 5, and it's £2 to get in, Oxford Town Hall.
Wait, does this mean the 80s are vintage now?
Yeah, I thought that as well.
The 80s vintage for a long time.
So does that mean I'm stylish now?
No, well, we were only around for about 3 years in the 80s, so we weren't really doing style.
Piercing the veil, you're giving our information to the listeners. They'll be able to track us down and commit identity theft now.
You guys are truly vintage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like good wine.
Thank you. Thanks.
So, Saturday evening, once you've got all your hair and your new clothes, you can head to the North Wall Art Centre in Summertown, where Nikki Loy is performing. She is launching her new EP, and though you might recognise her as a local Oxford busker, she has in fact already recorded 2 albums. Mm-hmm. And I think she's got a few more kind of in the works this year. So she's having a big night where she's launching her EP with several special guests, such as Jess Hall, Kate Fuller, Chrissy Matthews, and then there's Smiley Dave emceeing the evening, which sounds joyful. So Nikki Loy writes her own music, and it's got a kind of jazzy, poppy, bluesy feel to it, and it's all held together by her voice, which is really, really brilliant and quite deep and soulful. So it should be a very classy evening. Would make quite a nice date, I think. It's kind of date music. And that's Saturday at the North Wall. Doors open at 7 and it starts at 7:30.
Great. Also on Saturday, there's a workshop at the Museum of the History of Science called Build a Brain. I think it sounds amazing. I've been trying to find out how they're building the brain and I can't.
Is it based on Build a Bear?
Maybe.
They have the structure for the ingredients, put something in so you can press it and it'll say something really clever.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. I think the only thing is to go along and find out because it sounds amazing. It's an opportunity to find out about the different parts of the brain and make a sculpture that you can take home with you.
Is this your recommendation for a cool date on Saturday?
Yeah. If you don't like soulful singing, then building brains is the way to go.
Absolutely. Then you can make someone to be your date with you. You know,
exactly.
Just pop the brain in the top and away they'll go.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. So that's Saturday, 1 till 4 p.m. and it's free at the Museum of the History of Science.
Great. Well, if you have, speaking of brains, if you want something intellectual to round out your week, head to the Oxford Union on Friday night. It's Al Jazeera and they're going to be interviewing a French philosopher. I'm going to ask our resident French correspondent, Anaïs, to pronounce him for me.
It is Bernard-Henri Lévy.
There we go. That's what an authentic part French background gets you. He should be here all week, folks. Anyway, he is one of France's most prominent public intellectuals, and he will be answering or discussing the question, is foreign intervention just meddling in other people's business? Lévy is a noted advocate of military intervention in places like Syria in order to try and prevent civilian deaths. So this is going to be a kind of hard-hitting Paxman-style debate. It's going to be filmed and broadcast on the Al Jazeera News Network. So if you want your place in history, turn up at 7 p.m. That's a Friday night at the Oxford Union.
Great. And now look into next week. On Tuesday, the Museum of Natural History is having an exhibition telling the story of 17th century collectors, father and son, John Tradescant. And so Tradescant the elder started life as a gardener, and then he did lots of travelling and picked up loads of exciting things on his travels and brought them back and formed a collection that became the first museum in the UK open to the public. Mm-hmm. So that's quite cool. And it formed the basis of the Ashmolean as well as the Museum of Natural History. So it's got relevance for Oxford too. So their story is being told at the Museum of Natural History on Tuesday, 3 to 5 p.m. and it's £5. That looks really good.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Yes, to finish off with, Tuesday and Wednesday at the Oxford Playhouse, there's the Richard Alston Dance Company coming, and they're performing a double bill of contemporary dance. So the first part includes choreographies by Alston himself, one dance to Mozart, accompanied by a live pianist, and another dance to a contemporary Japanese composer, Joe Kondo's music. And then these are followed by a new piece of work by Martin Lawrence, who was a dancer of the company for over 12 years and now creates work choreographing for the company. And his piece is choreographed to New York's Bang on a Can All-Stars, whose music is classical, jazz, rock, world and experimental in one. So all together is going to be a real variety of music and movement, And Richard Alston is a really recognised and influential choreographer and really worth seeing on his stop in Oxford. That's next Tuesday and Wednesday at the Playhouse.
Well, that has been Daily Info's Oxcast, your weekly roundup of events. I've been Alan Collinson.
I've been Emma Pearson.
I've been Anna Higgins.
You can, of course, if you want more info, head to the website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk. More information on every event we've mentioned, plus literally hundreds that we haven't.
Mm-hmm. There's also the May Day page, which you can get to from our homepage, but also I think it's May Day 2013. If you search Daily Info May Day 2013, you should come across it.
And you can also like us on Facebook and see information about events there. And follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford.
Thank you very much.